Hey there, thank you for joining me today on the Positive Culture Podcast, and I'm your host T. I'm a social media strategist, internet marketer, mindset freak, and business owner. I'm all about how you can start making money for yourself, how you can start using the power of your mind to harness the success that is truly is inside of you, because I believe everybody is born to be successful. There's nobody born to be poor or unsuccessful or broke. We all have the ability to make wealth. God has put it in every man. Alright, so you know this is the positive culture, and we're all about the positive lifestyle. And on this episode, I have a really interesting topic to talk about, something that I've been pondering on for quite a while. And you must have heard it, you must have seen it in some places before. And I kind of like me having a new perspective about this topic, and I've been pondering on it for the past couple of days, and I thought I should share it with my audience. I learned a great lesson from it, and I'm sure you will learn a great lesson from it. And basically, I have titled it, Hope is More Than a Strategy. Yes, hope is more than a strategy. We've all seen the saying, we've all heard it several times, hope is not a strategy. It is true. Hope is not a strategy. It's beyond strategy to me. Hope is spiritual. Hope goes beyond strategy. All right, so here is why I say hope is more than a strategy. You know, in this life, everybody that is alive, every living being you've seen, we are all alive because of hope. Hope is the essence of life. So in everything you do, try to keep your hope alive. Have you ever wondered why people take their lives, where people commit suicide? The day you lose hope, the day you stop having hope, the day you stop hoping, is the day you die. Hope is the reason why you get up every morning, get dressed, wear your suit, and go to work. You go to work because you're hoping to become rich someday. You're hoping to get promoted to general manager. You're hoping to get promoted to a role where you get paid higher, to a role where you're in more control. Hope is why you are building that online business, because someday you hope to make 8 figures, 6 figures, 10 figures, 11 figures from that business you're building. Hope is what keeps you alive. Hope, I say again, is the essence of the human life. Even the Bible places it very well. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. So hope is the foundation of your faith. So if you say you have faith, it means you're hoping. It means you have hope. So hope is more than a strategy. It goes beyond that. And I've been thinking of this thing for the past couple of days, and it just makes total sense. So when people tell you hope is not a strategy, no. It is true, yeah? But it is more than a strategy. Because hoping and working goes hand in hand. You're working hoping to become rich. You work hard hoping to become a millionaire. So hope, there cannot be work without hope. There cannot be work without hope. Hope is the key to health. Hope is key to life. Hope is key to many things in life. Hope keeps us alive. Hope keeps us going. So I don't know whatever thing that you may be going through. As long as your hope is alive, as long as you keep your hopes alive, you will get there. You will break through. The day you stop hoping is the day you die. That is what leads to people taking their lives, committing suicide, because they've lost the essence of living. Why should I be living? The day you start asking yourself, why should I be living? It means the devil has taken away your hope. Your hope is gone. And this is why once the devil wants to attack, he attacks your mind first, because the mind is very powerful. The mind is what harbors your hope, your mindset, your faith, and everything. If the devil is able to attack your mind and take away your hope, it is done for. Keep your hope alive. I say it again, keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. Hope is the essence of life. So keep hoping. keep believing, keep trusting, keep working, because that thing that you're looking for is coming. It will happen if only you will keep open for the best. For the best, because the best will happen if you keep open. Even your faith needs hope to work. So yeah, that is what I have to share with you. It's pretty short and powerful. I mean, pondering on these things, and it really opened my eyes to a whole new reality about hope. You know, before now, people tell you hope is not a strategy. They're just trying to talk you down, because, I mean, it is true, yeah, but there is a much more better meaning to hoping. You try to make it look as though you hoping is bad. Now, when you are hoping, you also have to be working, yeah? So there has to be a balance. So you don't just hope and you're not doing anything. You have to be working. Your working, hoping is what gives your working an alibi. It's what gives your working proof, evidence of success. So keep hoping, keep working. God is seeing you. You will break through, you will get there. Share this to your family and friends, share it to your social media profiles, and help people to learn about this truth. Thank you for tuning in to the Positive Culture Podcast. I will see you again. I remain your host, T. Do have a blessed day and a blessed time.